I'm going to turn it over to the choir, and they're going to lead us, and I'm looking forward to it. I would invite you, listen to the words they sing. Listen to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Let Him show you what you need to hear. Your message this morning might come from the very first song they're about to sing, or it might come from the very last song they sing. Listen to what the Lord might be saying to you.
Peace has come. As prophets had predicted for many years, God sent Himself in human form to bring peace to a chaotic world. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, reigns over a kingdom not of this world. He does not conquer oppressive rulers or topple evil empires, but He does deliver His children from the strongholds of fear and doubt and sin. Jesus miraculous birth was just the beginning of the beautiful story of how heavenly peace has come to us. The young virgin, chosen to give birth to this child, struggled to wrap her finite mind around the idea that she would soon deliver the one who would deliver us all. Her fears could only be relieved by the unseen hand of God.
I have traveled many moonless nights, cold and weary, with a babe inside, and I wonder what I've done.
After his birth in Bethlehem, the angel spoke to shepherds on earth and told them not to be afraid, for the Messiah had just been born. Their Savior, their Deliverer, was just miles away. Hallelujah! And before the angels went back to heaven, they sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and with the promise of peace on earth. Heavenly peace on earth is what we speak of this morning. Join us and let's sing about it together as we worship God with the giving of our tithes and offerings.
And your lyrics are found in your bulletin.
Thank you.
God never promised that our lives would be trouble-free. In fact, Jesus said that we definitely would have problems and heartache and pain. Jesus, just before his crucifixion, also promised to leave us with peace. "My peace," he said, "not as the world gives." His peace is beyond human understanding, and yet it is as real as the fear it is sent to relieve. The prophet Isaiah called it perfect peace. Although it may seem impossible, this quiet assurance is available to those who totally trust him.
And though I rinse, sweat, and I bathe.
It is not the absence of war or conflict, neither the result of a ceasefire nor the signing of a treaty. Peace is a person, Jesus Christ. We were once enemies of God because of our sin, but have been brought near to Him through the blood of Christ. Now we call on Him to rule in our hearts for our comforter, our strength, our Prince of Peace. Has come.
Thank you.
What a blessing that was. And I hope you were moved by it. I hope you got the message that peace has come, that Christ is here. That's what this season is all about. And, you know, as we get ready to have our hymn of invitation, I invite you to reflect and listen to the Holy Spirit. Where in your life do you need that peace to come this Christmas season? Where in your heart are you troubled that you need to allow Christ to come in and do some healing there? And so I invite you, I challenge you to listen. You know, I read in an article just the other day that the average American spends 3 minutes in prayer a day. And that's it. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but 3 minutes with my Savior is not going to cut it. You know, if I want to have that peace that transcends all understanding, I don't think that comes in 3 minutes. Do y'all? I think we need a little more than that. And the article went on to say, you know, why is it so hard for us to spend more time in prayer and to spend more time with God and seeking after Christ? And I started reflecting on that. And one of the things that the Holy Spirit kind of laid on my heart was that because there's opposition when you try and do that. If you try and humble yourself before the Lord, if you try to sincerely seek Him in prayer, then the devil's not going to leave you alone. He's going to pester you. Thoughts are going to come into your head. And then that peace that they've been singing about so beautifully, it doesn't come. But have you ever noticed that when you turn on the television, there's not much opposition there? Or you spent your time going out and spending time with friends, there's not so much opposition there. It's when you try and get alone with God. That's when there's a fierce battle. So if you want that peace that they've been singing about, I want to invite you during this hymn of invitation, start spending time with God. Humble yourself before Him. Pray. You might start out at 3 minutes, but that doesn't mean you have to stay there. You can go to 4, 5, 10, 15, an hour. And little by little, your heart will be changed. That's the invitation this morning. That peace, I want it for each and every one of you. But most importantly, so does Jesus Christ. So if the Holy Spirit is laying anything on your heart this morning, I invite you to listen and to respond and start welcoming in that peace that transcends all understanding.